What would happen, Mark Reckless, if we left the European Union? What would happen to, for instance, the Polish plumber who lives in Rochester? Would he be able to stay? Would he have to go back?
Well, I think in the near term, we'd have to have a transitional period. And I think we should probably allow people who are currently here to have a work permit, at least for a fixed period.
Forgive me, if there's a Polish plumber who, for instance, has got a house, got a family, got kids at a local school, are you going to deport him and his family?
I think people who've been here a long time and integrate in that way, I think we'd want to look sympathetically at. But what we would want to do is new people coming in.
What does that mean?
What we would like to do is new people.
Migrants, are we going to say that they need to go back as well?
What we would want to do is to look at new people coming in and apply a consistent Australian-style point system, and the same to people coming from Europe as we do to those coming from, say, the Commonwealth, from Australia, Africa, India, the Caribbean. We shouldn't have a discriminatory system which favours Europeans against people from outside.